AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Britain's former Prince Andrew, Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor, is under arrest, accused of misconduct in public office. Investigators say they are assessing reports. The former prince sent trade reports to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The AP's Danica Kirka is in London.
Authorities really are going to treat Andrew just like anyone else. He's going to be in custody just like anyone else in a single cell. With a bathroom and just nothing else.
Andrew's arrest follows years of allegations over his links with Epstein, who took his own life in a New York prison in 2019. University of London professor Andrew Prescott says the former Prince Andrew is unlikely to get any help from Buckingham Palace.
The King has released a statement saying that the law must take its course. You know, so publicly they're very, very clear that, the sort of... He's not being shielded by the royal family in the sense he's not part of it and he's on his own in that sense.
Emails released as part of the Epstein files appear to show Mountbatten-Windsor sharing reports of official visits to Hong Kong, Vietnam, and Singapore. At the Board of Peace meeting in Washington, President Trump says 9 members of the body have agreed to pledge $7 billion toward Gaza relief.
This is our first meeting, but every dollar spent is an investment in stability and the hope of new and harmonious. It's a region that's so important. It's so vibrant.
Germany, Italy, Norway, Switzerland, and the UK are among more than a dozen countries that have not joined the board but are taking part as observers. The U.S. Commission of Fine Arts, a panel made up of Trump appointees, unanimously approved the president's White House ballroom proposal. This is AP News. Former South Korean Prime Minister Yoon Suk-yeol was sentenced to life in prison for his brief imposition of martial law to suppress opposition.
Yoon's lawyer, Yoon Kap-kyun, approached reporters outside the court after the sentencing and criticized Thursday's ruling. He said that the judge simply followed the conclusion predetermined by the special prosecutor. The judge at the Central District Court in Seoul found Yoon guilty of rebellion. He said by mobilizing military and police forces, he illegally attempted to seize the liberal-led National Assembly, arrest politicians, and establish unchecked power for a considerable time. Yoon is likely to appeal the verdict. I'm Karen Shamas.
South Africa's national broadcaster says a son of former Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe was one of 2 men detained for questioning over the shooting of a man at a home in Johannesburg. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.